Hello, I'm Glynis Crook, and you're listening to Being Green. I'm actually at a total loss for words at the minute because I'm standing in the middle of the Arden Gardens in Claremont and trying to figure out why on earth I have never actually been here before. I think I've driven past a million times and somehow or the other never stopped. It's just a few minutes walk away from the hustle and bustle of Cavendish Shopping Centre, and it's much bigger and certainly much, much greener than I imagined. The garden was established about 175 years ago by a British timber merchant, Ralf Henry Arden. But to tell me more about its history, I'm joined by arborist and chairman of the Friends of the Arden Gardens, François Krieger. François, what was Ralf Henry Arden's connection with this place and with trees, the trees?
He was a wealthy English gentleman who came to South Africa and opened up a business in the city bowl. And he was a timber merchant trading with ships coming from the east. And the ships that were carrying cargo also carried paying passengers, some of whom were collectors. And it was the Victorian age, the great collectors. Some of these men became famous, but most of them started out as poor and opportunistic and adventurous young men who sailed to the far-flung corners of the earth to collect trees, to bring back as trophies for the wealthy in their gardens. And Mr. Arden would waylay these young men via the ship captains, and if they were short of money, they would part with some of their collection.
Which means that this garden, which we've said is about the size of 6 to 8 maybe football pitches, has ended up being absolutely unique.
The Arden has got more one-offs, in other words, trees of their only kind on this continent, than any other garden in Africa. Of that, I'm sure. It's probably the best collection of exotic trees in the Southern Hemisphere. And not all of those trees date from the time of the Arden. There's a 175-year history of tree enthusiasts adding to the collection as well.
So where do most of the trees come from? We're thinking about ships coming into the harbour in the 1800s, because this was established in 1845, I think it was.
Yeah, this is our 175th anniversary year. The bulk of the trees came from the east, so we have trees from Formosa, from Australia, from New Zealand, very rare. Also, he had connections with Kew Garden. So there were also trees that came to us from Europe, European trees and American trees. So it's a diverse collection, perhaps tending more to Gondwanan, that meaning the old Southern Hemisphere trees. The best part of the collection would be the Araceae family, which are the Southern Hemisphere conifers.
Is that over that one of those over there?
Yes, there's a Araceae bidwilli there, there's a Norfolk pine here, there's a bunya down there. They're all from different Australia, Chile and Norfolk Island. All parts of the old Gondwana land. In fact, Africa is the only large landmass in the Southern Hemisphere that, other than Antarctica, which does not have an Araceae existent today. The big old petrified log outside the Natural History Museum is Araceae, and it was found in a riverbed in the Karoo. So we did used to have them in the time of the dinosaurs, but we lost them at some point.
Sure. I must say, it's absolutely extraordinary, the trees. And the selection here also includes 6 of something called champion trees.
Champion trees are trees that are protected by the Minister of Forestry. I think there are just over 60 of them nationwide. It's a category of tree that may be exotic or indigenous, but must have what they call the wow factor. There must be exceptional specimens of their kind. And right here you have a Southern European oak, and holm oak, and that is one of the 6 champion trees. That Norfolk pine is another. And the Arden has the highest concentration of champion trees of any place in South Africa, and it's an absolute privilege to be entrusted with their care.
I heard you giving a talk the other day, and one of the things you spoke about was how this garden had gone through a really bad time where not very desirable people hanging about, and the trees had suffered from lack of care, but it has evolved enormously since then.
Yes, it was in the 80s that the Friends Group started, and the garden was an unsafe place, and we did a lot of work clearing out the shrubbery to create lines of sight through the place. So from one area to the other, you can see each other, and it makes you feel safer. And then, obviously, once cleared the shrub, those areas, we had to replant. And we were lucky to have with us people from Kirstenbosch and others who had access to a huge diversity of incredible trees. So we have probably, since the year 2000, added to this collection more so than was ever done before in its history since it was planted out.
And what an absolutely incredible result. That was Francois Kricher, chairperson of the Friends of the Ardennes Gardens. Entrance is free to this incredible place, and it's open every day from 9 till 6 o'clock. And if you're interested, I think that there are also monthly tours, and you can find out more about that from the Friends of the Ardennes Gardens website. Well, that's it for this week. From me, Glynis Crook, till next time. Goodbye.